From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East will attempt to salvage a Syria ceasefire agreement Saturday with talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, followed by a separate meeting Sunday in London. The renewed efforts come less than 2 weeks after the United States suspended bilateral negotiations with Russia. Analysts, however, are skeptical of any lasting ceasefire, as many believe Russia wants first to help the Syrian regime take Aleppo so they can have a stronger negotiating position. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group, despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians. Aid groups say they are seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure that nobody, IS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Thursday that he's agreed to extend a ceasefire deal with a Marxist rebel group in hopes of reviving a failed peace accord. The original ceasefire agreement between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, was due to expire at the end of October, but will now extend through the end of the year. Santos is engaged in an ongoing negotiation with FARC representatives and opposition politicians to strike a new deal, though expectations remain low. FARC leaders refuse to budge on the already signed peace accord, and opponents want stricter terms.